we're continuing the malacha of boiling, the malacha of building on Shabbos.
Why can't you empty yourself to fill salt?
Very good chayla.
You can't empty yourself.
Who said you can't?
You said you can.
I said you can. Are you allowed?
The fee hill, the fee hill.
Didn't say nothing. When we going back to the body side? Mr. Teller, you with us today? Gavalik. Okay. We left off last time with a tremendous, tremendous yisoid in Hilchos Boina, which has to be repeated for those that weren't here, those that weren't listening, and even those that were here, it's good to mention it one more time.
Okay. Just a bit.
And that is as follows.
No wonder why it's textbook now.
Who do you think this is a one-true?
No.
Crazy. Yeah, we should have stuff. I come in here and stuff at that. I'm going to eat and I'm going to say and no one will listen to me. It'll be lovely. It'll be great. Let me go, Rabbi Sai. A lot of cases today. I have a list over here. A huge list of like 400 cases. So we hope to get to as many as possible today.
What?
Not a mess. You have to know. I'm going to say cases today of our hotlers that you guys probably do every single Shabbos. And you're going to be shocked with what's awesome, what's motto, right? Mama's going to be shocked. Someone once wrote a sefer and all the answers, all the tzorich in of Rabbi Kiveiga. They had a whole answer. Every tzorich in of Rabbi Kiveiga, I have the answer. And he wrote a whole sefer about it. Yeah? Three things, he said three times I can't answer. There are three tzorich in and an answer. He took it to a chashrav rov. The chashrav took a look at it and says, ah, I see only three Rabbi Kiveigas you actually understood. He said, if you come with the answer, we give you anger. Right, no, you didn't understand Pshat. So if anybody doesn't understand what I'm saying, and thinks it's not Nagea, then obviously didn't understand what I'm saying. Wow. Because these halachos are Nagea every single Shabbos Kodesh. Okay? Nagea, let's start. We said last time, Boine means to build. Building, we said, Lav Dafka means that it means that I've got cement over there, and I'm putting something, and I'm connecting it. A few of them are not doing that, but it's the dearth to be in this mockery. For example, we set a tile, and you just push the tile back into its space.
Specific
no place. Cement, in a specific place. I didn't want cement, but I'm chayim misa. Who I did? If outside the house...
Magav Hadish.
No, Magav Hadish.
Why not?
Magav Hadish, something else, I'm finishing off. Who I did about that? If you have a whole thing of tiles outside somebody's house,
you put your key in the keyhole.
What's wrong with
that? You're finishing off.
This place, this
where it belongs. No, we're not saying put something in this place. When you're building something with a brick into earth, and that is its mockery, and any day there, finished off the whole situation, this is about to get
it's not going to bother, because your tiles, there's one missing right there. You take that tile, you put it in, you completed the whole...
No, but I did something else. I smoothed the ground out. Smoothing the ground out is boiner. I said you took the Gemara in Shabbos down.
I still don't get it. How it's boiner? How's a building if I'm smoothing ground
there? Where is that thing for smoothing?
How's a building if I'm smoothing ground there?
Oh, because what do you do to myself? You have, for example, the bulldozers come along and they want to go and make a building. So what do you do when you make a building? Yeah, but I have to smooth the ground.
What's that called? It's called smoothing.
Master the goods.
Smooth the building.
That's what you do. Smooth the building.
Oh, Cindy, I'm bored.
Excuse me. I'm a builder.
What?
Oh, go and ask a builder. What are you doing?
No, I said that's what you got to flatten
out. Oh, you got to flatten it
out. If I'm bored and I just go like this, you know, because I'm bored.
Then you're bored and you'll be my little Shabbos together. It's a ladder.
I'm not having a mind that I'm building a building and I'm going like this.
That's not the point.
You need a whole tractor.
That's called a... You don't need a whole tractor. You have done smoothing the ground in a little place. Right? You're not having kavanah. That's called a psikreshu. We said this last time. Psikreshu means anything that's bad that's going to happen is automatically awesome. So now, let's move on to some of the cases of the Maisa. Now, one more yisoid, and then we go to all the cases. And this is the big yisoid. I think I don't know if I said it yesterday, but if I did, I have to say it again. Yisoid of boina means that when you connect two things and you make them one, and now it's connected to the karka or to the building, and this becomes one thing. Dainu, we look at it like one zach. That's boina. Moshe Enkin, and we'll give examples. If you connect something to the building, and it doesn't become one thing, it becomes something plus the building. That's not going to be a problem of boina. We'll give an example. Let's give an example.
Door handle becomes part of the door.
Oh, very good, Gamaldic. If somebody has, and I might say, happens to be many times on the Shabbos, I take the handle, but yes, it's all doors, I'm not making shmak. You take a handle, bang, the whole thing comes in your hand. Yeah. To put it back, is an issue in that door. Why? Because it's not the point. It's not the point. I'm putting it back onto the door. It becomes one with the building. it now becomes part of the building.
Well, well,
I
don't
from the point of tap driving.
When I open up this door,
yep.
And then I close, and I'm being...
For example, in the base of Edrash, Rabbi Yisai. When we're talking in the base of Edrash, Rabbi Yisai, we decide we want to do a little bit of furniture removing. So we want to take the big cupboards with all the svarim and start moving them to different places in the base of Edrash. Mutu or Asa? He says Asa. Anyone else?
Now do hard work inside.
He's got everything in
there. Now do hard work inside.
No, 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 no.
You're allowed to move it, but if you're placing in a place, it might be
permanent. Okay. So, Ramayta, when you have a cupboard with sperm in it, and you move this cupboard does not become one with the whole building. Right? That's what, it doesn't become one. Masha Engin with Zalba, you take a nail, and you put a nail into the wall, you have done Burinim in a Torah. Why? Because you now made the nail part of the wall, part of the house. You connected it to the house. That's a big yisrael. Who has in the voice that? You have a shower rod, right? You want to hold up a shower curtain. If that comes off and you put it back on, it's an issa min ha-Torah avoina. Issa min ha-Torah avoina means, too bad, don't come complaining again, and what happened? I'll show us! Don't get a maisa. Okay. And a maisa, again, the yisrael is, when you have something, when you have something that connects to the karka, it becomes one to the house. This is an issamin of Torah of Avraham.
Can you give me examples?
I'll give more examples. Many examples. You have, for example, a sperm shrank with loads of sperm. A guy takes out a sefer on a Shabbos afternoon, mamish, a very rare occurrence. Take that sefer, the whole shell comes flying out. What's the first thing he does? He puts the shell back in. But what do you say? Issamin of Torah. It's Machal Shabbos. Why? I don't tell me what it means. There's no screws, there's no nails, there's nothing doing over here. It's a big shelf. The shelf, let's say, is tied onto the wall, and now he takes the shelf and puts it back on. This is Issa Min HaTorah. Why? Because you don't look at this thing like a shelf on a cupboard. You look at it as one big house with a big wall, with a big cupboard, with a big shelf with svarim on it. You look at it as one. Maybe if you have one of these shelves, these happen to have screws in it, but sometimes the base measures don't have screws in it, and it comes out to put it on as an issa min ha-Torah. Zoom Shreva Zaman Obach, my boy said, big chiddush, listen to this. You have a drawer, right? The drawers that come out, in and out. Now, often how it works, at least in the straw the ones are, they don't come out all the way, they have a little wheel on the end, and it comes out, and that's the end. If you want, you can give it a shove and take it out. Zoom Shreva Zaman Obach. If you see somebody taking out one of these shelves, you kill him! Because he's Machal Shabbos! What's the pshat? Because when you go into a house, and you see in somebody's kitchen, the shelves...
Right in the refrigerator.
What's that?
Right in the refrigerator.
The drawer, you mean the shelves over there. That would depend if you normally take them out or not, we'll speak it out later. First chelik is we're going, by the way, with Binyan HaKarka. This is all Binyan HaKarka, meaning houses and things like that. We haven't yet got to utensils. That's the next
chelik. Why don't you take a safe off a shelf? By putting it back, you're enhancing.
No, because I don't look at the sefer as part of the house, right? Are. Some people do because they never use it. But if you use a svarim, then about you don't look at your sefer as part of the house. Memela, Rabbeinu, clear, right? You have the shelf and the svarim, putting it back, issa min ha-Torah, right? The handle on the door, issa min ha-Torah, right? The shelves that will shine as that one. You take out the drawer, put it back in, issa min ha-Torah. You've just done binding. What's the pshat again? It becomes one zach. When you put a shelf, when you put a drawer into a house, you don't look at it. Ah, there's a kitchen, and then there's a drawer over there. What are you, crazy? You look at it, it's one big kitchen, it's one big house. Man, if that's the case, when you take out the drawer, you have just removed something from the building. When you put back the drawer, you have just been maisif, Yashul Chazal, maisif ala binyan. You've added to the binyan. Adding to the binyan is awesome.
The point is awesome. Structure.
We'll get to the small ones. We'll get
to
the
small ones. Which part is awesome? The taking out of the
person. Taking out will be Saisa, putting Mark in will be Goya.
According to all sheets,
everybody. Now listen to this. You have to know one thing. Everything that we're saying is also to do. The opposite is also awesome. For example, to take off the shelf, off the scoring thing, it's also Issa. It's called Saisa. Because you're demolishing your building. Because again, because we look at this thing as one building. I'll give you an example if I can. I was sitting by once, my room was over, and I said to him, I've got these post-it notes. You know the post-it notes, the little sticky thing on it? You put them on the wall?
Hello?
Yeah. Little square, like the coloured notes, put them on the wall. I said to him, it's real. He said, what are you talking about? What is such a thing? So I took one out of my pocket. I've always got moments prepared when I got in. And I stuck one on the wall, all over the place. He said, that's mutter. What's up, Shai? What do you mean? It's attached to the wall. It's attached to the wall. Exactly. It's made for the wall. Beautiful.
Yeah,
that's beautiful. That's another that.
Hey, you play baseball? It's a separate entity, though. You don't look at it as part of the wall.
Oh, so that's what he told me. That doesn't connect to the wall. It doesn't become part of the wall. It's a wall with a note. Maybe that's water.
English candy.
Okay, we'll play. Magnum on the fridge. Magnum on the fridge. What's that? Beautiful gacha. Magnum was all in time. Magnum on the fridge.
I think so, there.
Magnets are muscles.
They're not
magnets.
They're
not
magnets.
I said magnets are muscles. Stop.
Muscles.
Why muscles?
Why magnets are muscles? Because you're doing two forces, energy forces, and you're putting them together.
That's not muscles. That
could
be something else.
It's
a muscles.
Whatever.
I think it's muscles. I think it's muscles to use the magnets. I would say like this. If you go to Paris and on a nice tour and you have yourself a nice big fridge and on your fridge you have all these little ornaments saying I went to Paris, I went to Los Angeles, and I went to all these places and people there go, oh, you're invited. Actually, maybe it's more of a problem. But most magnets are not in that situation. You move them around, you take them off. There's some magnets.
They're accessories to the fridge.
They're accessories to the fridge.
No, therefore it should be usher.
No, because you move it around, on, off, in, out, this way, that way, put the paper on it, put the thing on it.
The shower pole is an accessory to your shower.
Yeah, but you can say it, I'm okay, no. That's Malmokim is the building. That's connected to the building.
What if it stays there now?
You can take a magnet with a paper and put it on your...
I found it.
Wow, I know that.
I'm finally got a head over here. What?
It's shelf, right?
Right.
You can't put it back on. Why?
That's right. It looks like one for the building. Right. Beautiful.
So how could you put on a paper...
A magnet.
There's not a bow on anyway. No way.
No, no. Every single one told me... When I spoke to him, he told me very good. It's not a wall. It's not its muckering. It doesn't become a wall. It becomes a paper on a wall. Mashengin, for example, you have that little shower curtain or the handle of the door, right? That becomes one with the door. It becomes one with the house.
Maybe that's
what I call it. The voice like, Maisa, I was in the shoe once. I think it was Simchas Torah. The voice like, I think it was Simchas Torah. And they had over there.
Put it on your refrigerator door.
We'll get back to the fridge. You want to be back? Okay, you can be.
No, I just want to understand that.
Because it doesn't become one house. That's right. It's not. It doesn't become united with the house. When you put a magnet on the fridge.
What about? I'm not talking about on public shots. I'm talking more like on what's called on like.
Yeah, well,
on like on public shots. Like you watch you think a business thing, something during the week, something about like
the person
reading. We're not discussing reading it now.
You're taking it on Shabbos and you're sending it to your refrigerator as well.
Like, that's how you put people on your plate, but also to us, but not because
of...
Sound like a screw. Also, someone comes into the kitchen and they didn't say, wow, look at this kitchen. They say, wow, look at that mic on the fridge. They sing it out.
Very beautiful.
No, I'm sticking out.
The way say, not again later. The way say, not again later. Very nice.
Can we half hour?
Why? Because I just...
Mathis, have to continue.
Storms.
Okay, wait, so Mr. Reich, let's go. Yeah. You have on the wall, in Yeshivas Tiferes Chaim, by the door, right? By the door, you have a notice board. Hello.
Like a screw in the water.
Very good. Rabbi, you have over here in Yeshivas Tiferes Chaim. You have over here by the entrance over there, by the entrance, right? Not the smoking entrance, the actual entrance to the mezuzah, that one that most people don't use, right? I've been having a mezuzah for a long time. Alamaisa, you have a notice board there, right? Now that notice board, I don't know if it works, I think it's over here, I know it's there. Yeah. I think most of them are actually nailed into the wall, right? They're nailed into the wall. Rabbi, to take one of these thumbtacks, or whatever these pin things, and to put it into there,
if it wasn't nailed in, it'll be us, sir.
No, if it wasn't nailed in, actually there's a shiner about it. But let's go, for example, if it's nailed in, it's even better. Because when it's nailed in, what's the pshat? When it's nailed in, that is the wall! Remember, that's the wall. I'm making a hole in the wall. I'm putting a nail in. I'm putting a nail in the wall. I'm fighting with Bainish Elayla to put a nail into the wall. Shemirachim.
No.
You see someone do that, you kill him!
No. What do you mean? The push pin is not part of the wall.
No, but the notice board is! So it's keto made.
What's it going to the wall? The pin or the paper?
Huh?
The paper is also becoming part of the wall. The paper is also becoming part of the wall.
No, it's gemina! Because you already high steel up when you put the nail in.
And the notice board is zest that you can stick inside. You can't stick a pin into like a brick, yeah?
Yeah?
So the notice, so it becomes part of the wall.
I'm
about to have an extra item for the wall, though. We haven't gone through half the examples here. At the moment, hundreds of examples. Huh? But if you ever saw something that works and you date Simcha, you have something that you have something that works and you date suction. You have these little suction pads, you put onto the wall and it sticks that way. So they have two different types. They have one type, for example,
baby on board.
What's that? Baby on board. Oh, so you do that, for example, on the window. Or for example, you have a hook that you put your jacket on. My boy said, to put this up to the pie skin, isn't it something I tell you? Because it becomes one with the character, one with the character, one with the house. But look at this posture, you're saying, however, I'll give you a chiddush right now.
Yeah.
You have the basketball hoops, right? I don't know exactly the longest of them, but the basketball ones that you stick on in different places of the room, and you go from one side to the other side, the mice of the person, that's mutter. Not us at Rabbanon, mutter. Why? Because over there, nobody looks at it as one. Because the function of the basketball thing is to go from this place to that place to that place to that place. The melee, it's mucking, it's all over the place.
But the function of the basketball thing is to go from this place to that place.
Right? I think it's mucking on the basketball one.
No,
but the hook one goes to the jacket. Because that's now become like a hook. You have now inserted a hook inside your room, inside your door. You happen to do it as a suction, not as a pin.
The function of a pushpin is to be taken in and out constantly on a daily basis.
What?
Of a pushpin.
That's a pushpin. Ah, this! That's a screw in the wall that you can't get out of it.
But the function
of a nail in the wall, when you have a nail in the wall, you
have a nail in the wall.
Right, and then the wall also sometimes comes in and out. It's better if you put the painting over here, then
you move it over here.
But I said, this is it. Isn't that fine?
It's supposed to stay in.
You
don't move your hooks around on a daily basis.
You're on a daily basis, but here, I have a hole in the wall. Once you have a hole in the wall, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Because it's a hole in the wall. Masha'inya, by the case of the suction thing, you're not actually making a hole in the wall. You're connecting. So if it's something that you're connecting, that becomes one thing with the wall, like it's a hook that stays on forever, the suction that goes on with the hook, it's a brother's awesome. But if it's something that the derech is on, off, so it never became one, that's the pshat. It never became attached to the wall. Happened to be on there temporarily. Right? It's different to the nail. Very, very different to the nail. Let me get back to
another painting.
Oh, beautiful. When are we going to get these kashas? When are we going to get these kashas? After this meister, we'll get the kashas later. But boy, sir, a meister shahoya. Meister shahoya was in a shul. I think it was Simchas Torah, and it was very, very hot. Right, guys were schwitzing, dancing, the cover that Torah rather, not for anything else.
Drunk.
No drunk. If they were drunk, they were drunk from the Heligas Torah. And the meister, they were dancing. I saw a guy that most places have windows like this, right? Between the men and the women, they have windows like this.
They take it out.
I saw a guy go over the window, start taking it out. I said, excuse me, what are you doing? He said, what do you mean? I'm doing a mitzvah. I said, what mitzvah are you doing? I said, another mechanic. Everyone's sweating in there. I'm the mitzvah man. I'm taking out the window. Sekavarek. Mitzvah, blah, blah, blah. I'm doing it similar to you. A window is something that stays in a house. It doesn't come in and out. I don't care if you tell me, what do you mean? They make it to come in and out. Alright, it's so easy to take in and out, right? It's not like the American windows, you can't do that. Yeah, they make them that way. But that's just for the cleaning. That's not the part of the Be'etzim Shtamshut of the Zah. Mimela, if you have something like this, or for example, sliding doors. Very often these sliding doors, it comes off the rails. I once had it by me in a cupboard. It's an Issa Minatoyra to put it back. Because this cupboard is part of the house. It's part of the house. What's that? You have to know this. If it comes out of its sliding mokoyim, to put it back onto the mat, means it came out a little bit. And you push it back on the little thing. It's the same thing we'll give you off the cliff. Little thing, I'll push you up, because it's high skin up.
I had the cabinets that opened up,
right.
The house, so one of them fell off.
We have a trip. Next trip, cliff.
Just a little bit.
That's what they say. Oh, come on. It's just a little bit. Ah, Shemirachim. Rabbi said, this is why you're coming here today. You guys are lucky. You should realize you guys are sitting here. You guys are very lucky. The guys are out there over there. They're smoking the cigarette. They think, we're the lucky guys. Those guys in the shade. Leave them alone. Oh, but you guys are very lucky. For Hashem. Come to the for Shabbos. Be safe from Yisroel Doraisis. Mama Yisroel Doraisis. Okay. No, we're going to Rabbi said. Next example.
Everyone takes notes over here.
Everyone thinks so, it's in the brain or another. That's what happens on Shabbat. They're going to come to a shy, they're going to be like, what did he say? I think he said it was mutter.
Every single time he teaches Allah, he says you can get stoned if you don't keep it, so you remember it. That's it. You got the mahalas. Now we're going back to Shabbat. Now we're going back to it. Now we're going, that was all the Isurim type. Now we're going to go to the Heterim type.
Right, now everything's going to be mutter from now on. What are we going to say? Zog the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin, Yud Gimel, Sid Gimel. If you have something that's so normally, matters your kasha, if something that's so normally open and closed and made and unmade, so you can't call that boiner. Boiner, if you ask a builder, is something you make once and that's it. Or, not after that's it, because the Mishkan wasn't that way, but you make it once for a while. It's not something that you make to go on, off, open and close. For example, like,
what is
sukkah? But again, we get the sukkah and say, oh, sukkah is a whole different tailor. Because you're making it for 7 days and you want it to stay that way and made that
secure. It could be chayiv though for the Shabbos.
What about a tent?
Huh?
A tent.
A tent that could be
oil. And the kids that used to play in the house.
It's bomb of oil. That's bomb of oil. Making
a
room.
What's that? Room this year, the Shabbos.
I put up tents. That's oil problem. How much is a big problem of oil? Big problem of oil. Oil means that oil means to make a shelter. Make a shelter. I said in the Mishkan.
Not to have a shelter.
Not to make a shelter.
That's open and close.
That's right.
How about open and close it? You're not open and close.
No tent.
No, the door.
Over here, on both sides, you have a hole in the wall. You have a wall! What's the hetzer, on both sides? What is the hetzer where I'm allowed to close the door? I just made a wall.
Because you open it up like 20 times a day.
Oh! No, my zoning mistake. It's a normal thing. It's made to open a door. It's made to close a door. You can't call that boiner. Nobody calls that boiner. Then maybe we have a yisoid that we're going to use for many examples. And that is something that's so normal and made to go in, out, on, off, that's going to be mutter lechatchila. Again, I'm going to say, Adkan, we've not even discussed Kalim. We've not discussed halachas of salt shakers. We've not discussed halachas of fridges. We haven't got to any of that because it's all Kalim. We're doing karaka, binyan in the house. Al pizer, I'm going to say. If somebody has, for example, a toilet roll, he's sitting on the toilet, and the toilet roll, you know, finishes. Now, about everybody knows they're not allowed to use toilet paper on Shabbos. Beautiful, gladly, beautiful couple. Over the mic, for some funny reason, he wants to replace it. Look at that, maybe it smokes over.
Moshe's hatter.
I think Moshe has a hatter for everything. Everyone said, yeah, Moshe matter there. What's your Moshe? Who is Moshe? I've never heard of Moshe.
You're off the lines.
You know why he said you're allowed to? If you don't have tissues, then he said you're allowed to.
Am I allowed to replace the toilet roll on Shabbos? Leave out the toilet paper.
Take out the stick.
Put the toilet roll in and put it in.
Otter!
Otter!
Why? You're fixing it.
Beautiful. No, anyone else?
Beautiful.
The last. No, that's what we're saying. The whole idea. And if it wouldn't work, then it'd be broken, right? Imagine you buy one of these things. Imagine you have one of these things, yeah? It doesn't come off. What would you say? It's a broken machine! Give it back!
No!
Why? Because you want it to come off!
You take off the pole, now it's broken. By putting it back in, you'll be broken again.
They make it lovely for that!
What's open is no function.
You got a wall! You got a hole in the house! So you're telling you can't close the door? But the matter is fascinating that my side that you can't close doors on Shabbos.
No, let me tell you, you're allowed to do it, but you can't take out the toilet paper roll.
What's some shots?
Does the bend take out the toilet roll? You're all the cutter now. You're all
the cutter. You can't take out the toilet paper, and then you can't take out the window, because the window could also come in and out.
Masking, but it's not made to come in and out. Yes. The toilet roll.
What windows are made?
Mappy Tom, it's made to come in and out. That's what they make it for. That's what the shibish of a window is, to come in and out. You ask a builder. Excuse me, can you build me a house, please? He gives you a house, yeah? No windows. Say, excuse me, Mr. Kaplan, what are you? You shake it up. There's no windows in my house. The mailer, tell me, excuse me, you've got a part of the house, you're making windows. The mailer, part of the house making windows, you can't tell her, it's a function to take out the window.
Okay.
The opposite of Rabbi's life, to remove and to replace the toilet roll thing, is the mice are going to be water. Let me get back to you. Let me get back to one more shine with the pictures. Are you allowed to put up a picture or take down a picture on Shabbos? So the Mishnah Berurah discusses the Shaila. The Mishnah Berurah in Shintas Vot, Mamas discusses the Shaila, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's Mutter. Beautiful!
It's not like nailed in the wall.
What's the pshat? Because you have a picture on a wall, does it become one to the wall? Do you look at it as, it's one wall? No, you look at it as a wall with a picture. Comes along the Chazanish and says, excuse me, Rega, said the Chazanish. If you paint on the wall, so this painting that you do is Gilu from the wall. So the Chazanish, if you take a picture and you put it on the wall, that's by that, because it becomes one to the wall. Now I'm going to say, I heard just today a shiur from somebody, and he said this thing. I think it's a big mistake. I think it's a tremendous mistake. And Rabbi Lashuv says this. So Rabbi Lashuv, that the Chazanish is talking about a case where you have a picture that's totally tied to the wall. But if you have a picture that's hung up with one nail, you can't consider that to be a problem of bina. When you have a nail on the wall, and you take the picture, and you put it up on that nail, you can't tell me that's bina. If you screw it in,
like
and
a piece of art.
Right?
Piece of art.
What's that?
A piece of artwork.
Right, and you just put it up on one nail? That's the Maisa, the Pia Mishnah Brewer, is also going to be Mutter, you put up one nail on the side, and whoever on the side, you put the plug in the sink, there's a van is Mutter, you have those kid gates, you know, these are the things on the stairs, all these with the kids. No, that's not better. Ever saw the thing on the stairs that people put with the kids, the little gates over there?
Yes.
The father is Mutter, again, because it's oymid, it's made to go in and out of Rabbi Sai, and Bezer Shem Rabbi Sai will have to go later with the Indian Rabbi.
How about you?